Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Thank you for that. If you've been, if you just rolled over and tuned into the show, we're glad you're here. Glad you're doing that. We're going to do our best to make it worth your while. And you know, folks, one of the things that that we've been talking about on this show for a long, long time now is the concept of trust, the idea of trust, the idea that that the nexus, the glue, the sinew of the of everything that we do, the connective tissue of everything that we do in our world, in our lives, whether it be in personal or our business lives, is all around trust. If you think about it, I mean, you're driving down the road, and there's only a line between you and a strip of paint, and a line between you and the person coming at you in another automobile. You trust them to stay on their side, right? Well, there's so much of that that of everything that we do depends upon trust. And so, why isn't this idea of trust talked about more? Why isn't it discussed more? Well, you don't have that problem on this show because we've been talking about it for a long time with our good friend Arki Chankuti. Dr. Arki Chankuti is a longtime member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 2001. He's the co-author of Built on Trust, Gaining Competitive Advantage in Any Organization. And he's been helping us over the years, many times he's been on the show, helping us understand the concept of trust and how to build your organization based on trust. And he's our good friend. Arki, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, I think a lot about, since I don't have a life, Arki, I think about these things. And I think about all the different things that we do that rely on trusting other people.
Yes.
Everything. We go to a restaurant. Mm. The government inspects that restaurant, but how long has it been since the government's been in there? We still rely on that restaurant to deliver us safe, wholesome food, right?
Yes.
We there's so many things that we do every day that depends on other people. I gave you my example of driving down the road. You know, I not only trust, I pray that you're going to stay on your side of the road, Arki, or that you're not going to turn into me if you pull up to an intersection. You're not going to pull out in front of me. I trust that you're not going to do that. And of course, that's for your own self-interest. But for the restaurant standpoint, for example, or other examples, you know, when you depend on other people, you trust them.
And, well, that's right.
And is trust so ubiquitous that it's become something we don't even think we have to think about?
Well, I think that there are a couple of – I think that's one factor, and I think another factor is that we all have experiences in our lives where we feel betrayed, where trust has failed us or somebody else has failed us, or at least we think so. And those experiences are so painful. When we first find out about, you know, what we consider a betrayal of trust, well, there's a shock that, you know, we all know what that is. You know, some people feel it in the pit of their stomach, et cetera, but there's this horrible shock.
Yeah.
It's just like everything is – the carpet of the universe has just got swept out from under you. And so that feeling is so devastating that we often avoid the topic, avoid thinking about it because, you know, unconsciously or otherwise, that feeling is there. So in the midst of these experiences, and we're talking about more than a disappointment, you know, way more than a disappointment of an expectation. In the midst of those experiences, we make decisions, and the decisions are usually generalized and overdone. You know, like I'm not going to trust anybody in authority or any man or any woman or any. You know, they're very generalized and they're very deep.
It's reactionary.
And it's reactionary, and it's protective. And if you didn't have that mechanism, you know, then of course, you know, you'd be naive all your life and you would get hurt. But the trouble is it's an overreaction, and we forget about those decisions, and they're categorical. And then later, those decisions act unconsciously. So if I've made a decision about somebody with glasses, for instance, to use a silly example, mm-hmm. then, you know, I may have more trouble establishing trust with people with glasses and not know why, or
right.
people with authority or people whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. And so this is a very uncomfortable feeling until you understand it. And so there's a lot of fear about trust and mistrust, and that's one of the reasons we don't concentrate on it. It's kind of like dying. It's one of those things, you know, that
the more I think about trusting you, Archie, the more it's going to hurt if and when
yes.
you let me down.
That's exactly.
And based
right.
on my past experience, you will let me down because all these other people have.
That's
and,
correct.
Yeah,
so
hold on to that.
Hold
on to that thought, Archie. Archie Chankuti, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. His book is called Built on Trust. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.